Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Will? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. Good to have you on the show, as always. And, you know, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode. On today's show, we're going to be talking about, MLB. You know, what's going on in spring training with the Mets and the Yankees, the Knicks, the Nets, what's going on in the world of WWE with The Rock's return, and what happened with The Rock and Roman Reigns and the Cody Rhodes saga, and also talk about Sting's last match coming up tomorrow. And, you know, whatever else is on our mind. So if you'd like to talk about any of these topics or more, the number is 563-999-3529. So that's 563-999-3529. feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you. But with that said, let's talk about the Knicks right here. The Knicks, man, they've been on a little slide lately because of the injuries. And they're going to be facing the Cavaliers tomorrow night in Cleveland. And every time they face Cleveland, they're going to be facing a potential future Knick and Donovan Mitchell. And of course, the Knicks got a little rivalry with the Cavs right now because the Knicks knocked them out, and basically they have the superstar player that we wanted in the aforementioned Mitchell. So it should be an interesting matchup. The Knicks they gotta bounce back, because they've been losing a lot of games lately, even before the All-Star break happened. And of course, they lost to the Warriors on Thursday night to Steph Curry and the Warriors at the Garden. They lost to the Pelicans 115-92, and the only one they've had lately was the game that they should have lost against the Pistons, the NBA's worst team, the Pistons, when they won a nail biter, 113-111. Yeah, but other than that, the Knicks have been losing a lot lately, So the Knicks gotta bounce back, because after the Cavs series tomorrow night, they're gonna be hosting the Hawks. This schedule's not getting easy anytime soon, because they're going to be facing the Magic, then 76ers, back-to-back home games against the 76ers. So, they definitely need to get the act together.
Well, Sixers, they're battling with them for that fourth and fifth spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, the Sixers are also – They've been plagued by injuries, most notably Embiid,
mm-hmm.
who's been out. So they're going to get lucky there. They did beat the Sixers several weeks ago, if you remember.
So,
that should, on paper, be a win, hopefully. But the way that they've been playing recently, I don't know. Knicks, they need to get some of their players back. But it sounds like Anobi, OG Anobi, he's been cleared to practice. Don't know when he'll be. Well, right now they're saying that he might be able to come back mid-March. So that's a possibility right now. So it's looking like, we're going to start getting some reinforcements. Hopefully we'll get him back middle of this month, and then maybe Randall to follow. Who knows? We're definitely right now the Knicks should use some offense because they haven't been getting that recently, and some of these players have been struggling, especially some of the new players. Alec Burks, he hasn't looked too good coming back with the Knicks. Bogdanovich, he's been all right, but he hasn't been as expected yet. We haven't seen a breakout game for him yet. We haven't seen a 30-point game from him, And
I think the first game he scored close to it.
Yeah, but we need him to start. Thibodeau, I don't know why Thibodeau is not putting him in the starting lineup. He's having him come off the bench. This guy is one of the best shooters in the game, and when teams are doubling on Brunson, he can find Bogdanovich and DiVincenzo in the corner to shoot, wide open threes, and it helps putting Bogdanovich in the lineup to give us more scoring. I don't know why he's coming off the bench right now, because having Hart in the lineup I mean, Hart has had some games here and there where he's had double-doubles, but he's not a scoring threat. You know, I look at him more as a defensive player. You know, but to start the game, you need more scoring, and I think Bogdanović has to be in the lineup going forward. When that is, I don't know. But right now, it looks like Thibodeau is a bit hesitant to put him in the lineup yet.
Yeah, I'm with you, man, because he was starting with Detroit, you know, and he's been a starter most of his career. So, I mean, it would make sense for him to, you know, to be in the starting lineup with all these injuries.
Yeah, yeah. Give us more scores throughout the game. I mean, the other night, so he didn't even play that many minutes also. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I hope we don't make him out to be another Fournier or, you know, another Cam Reddish, you know. Play the guy.
Exactly. That's why we got him. We literally got him so that he can boost our scoring.
I'll say one thing. If the Knicks end up, you know, losing so many games where they miss the playoffs, Thibodeau should be fired.
I mean, there's no excuse. We were like this close to being, what, second place?
Yeah.
Well, we were in second place briefly, and then before all these injuries, and then, you know, we spiraled out. Yeah. If we make it to the play-in game or worse, then, yeah.
You should be fired.
I'd have to agree with you, and I've been a Tom Thibodeau fan, you know, even years before he even signed with the Knicks. So, I mean, I'd have to agree with you. That'd be a bad job. I mean, it kind of be like what happened to Buck Showalter, you know, like he, you know, a great coach, you know, but having won the championship, you know, as a you know, a head coach or a manager. So,
yeah.
I mean, Thibodeau needs to find a way to manage with the team he has, even though they're pretty banged up. Yeah, the Knicks, they signed this guy. I forgot how they – let me see what his name was again. Was it Slash something? I'm trying to remember his name. Let me see. Let me go look to see what his name was. What was it? His name is... And yeah, they got him from the Pistons. Shake Milton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I saw that earlier.
Yeah, so yeah,
Chocolate Shake Milton.
So yeah, he was averaging 6.8 points with the Pistons after he got traded from whatchamacallit from the Timberwolves to Detroit. Yeah, we'll see what he could do for the team, because you know we're short a lot of people. So hopefully, whatever spark he could give us, you know, we'll take it. And I know Knicks are supposedly interested in Marcus Morris again. So I mean, yeah, I don't know if they're gonna sign him. Nerlens Noel was another guy they were thinking about re-signing again also. So I mean we'll see what happens, you know, because they need all the healthy people they can get, you know, with,
yep,
with all
certainly
these injuries.
Certainly.
Yeah, but moving on to the Nets. The Nets, they won recently. I think they beat the Hawks, if I'm not mistaken. And they've been on they won two straight against the Hawks. Mikal Bridges, a potential future Knick, if it was up to his former Villanova teammates, he scored 38 points in a 114-102 victory. The Nets are now even 3-3 under the new interim head coach Kevin Ollie, you know, after they fired Jack Vaughn, you know, and the Nets, they got to get their act together too. I mean, yeah, they, you know what I mean? Like, Sean Marks, their GM, this is like the fourth head coach he hired, I should say. They got to turn it around or else he should be fired too, because he's going through a bunch of head coaches. Steve Nash, Jacques Vaughn, Kevin Ollie now, and I'm forgetting who's the other person they, what was his name again? Avery Johnson. So, like, yeah, man, the Nets, they gotta turn it around. You know, they're gonna be, hosting Memphis on Monday night. And they got to keep this momentum going.
If the playoffs started right now, would the Nets even make the playoffs? I don't think so, right? I think they're looking outside of the playoffs right now.
I believe so. But let me just check just to make sure. Let us see. The Nets are... Let's see, where are they? They are in, yeah, they don't look like they're, yeah, they're in 11th place. They are 24-36.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, barring a miracle, they're missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
So here's the teams in the Eastern Conference in order. Celtics, Cavaliers, Bucks, us, which would be the Knicks, 76ers, Heat, 77, and then this is the play-in. You got the Magic, the Pacers. It stops at 8, right? Or does it go to 10? I think there's like 10 teams in the play-in. I mean, 4, like from 7 to 10, I think, is in the play-in, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's from 7 to 10, I believe.
Yeah. Because I think the 7 and 8 teams have to knock each other out so they can face each other and then, you know, advance to the playoffs.
I believe so. Let me double check on that.
So, yeah, so 7 is Magic, 8 is Pacers, and I believe Bulls and Hawks are 9 and 10. And what was I going to say? And on the Western Conference side, you got the Timberwolves, Thunder, Nuggets, Clippers, Suns, Pelicans, Kings, Mavs, Warriors, and then Lakers at number 10. And
it is 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Lakers, congratulations to LeBron James. Tonight he joined an exclusive club. How exclusive? He's the only person in it.
Yeah.
He's the only man in history to score, 40,000 points? Or the 4,000 points?
40,000.
40,000 points, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I mean, yeah, he surpassed Kareem, like, what was that, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
And he stands alone, 40,000 points. So congratulations to LeBron James.
I think he still has a chance at 50,000 because the way he's going. I mean, do you think he's going to retire in the next 5 years?
Especially he wants to play with his son. It's possible.
So that's possible. He can reach 5,000 then in that case.
It's possible. You know, playing 5 more years, then he'll do it. If he only has 2 more years left in him, then he's not going to do it.
Yep.
But if he could play at least 5 more years, he got it. At the pace he's going, he's like Tom Brady. You know,
yep.
he's ageless in that sense.
Yep.
Oh, it looks like we have a caller here. Hold on, let me put him in. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey, caller. How's it going?
going pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Harry, and I'm from Philly.
Thanks for coming on, Harry. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, wrestling in general, you know. We're really missing the good old days. Would you agree with that or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Completely agree. Not the same.
Yeah. You know, I miss good guys like Bob Backlund and the Berserker and Blue Meanie and Terry Funk and Hoss Funk and Dory Funk and Mankind and Dude Love and Cactus Jack and the Ultimate Warrior and Honky Tonk Man and the Repo Man and Rick Martel and
there's
Tito
so many
Santa.
Colorful characters.
Yeah, larger than life characters.
Yeah. Yeah, the characters, you know, we miss the characters, you know, like Earthquake and Typhoon and the Big Boss Man and the Rock and
Stone Cold.
Well, he's okay, you know, but you forget Virgil, rest in peace. And
right, yes, so
And the Million Dollar Man, and you got Diesel, and you got Bruce Wayne, and then you got
Bruce Wayne,
Sting, Ric Flair.
You said Bruce Wayne?
No,
what
did you say?
Bruce Wayne?
Did you say Bruce Wayne?
Or Million Dollar Man?
Did you say Luce Swain?
Did you say Bruce Wayne?
We thought you said Bruce Wayne.
No. I thought you. And you got the Dusty Rhodes and Arn Anderson and Dean Malenko and you got Disco Inferno and Scott Hall. Jake the Snake Roberts, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, you got Ack, Crush, Smash from Demolition, you got Marty Jannetty, you got Shawn Michaels, you got Animal, you got Hawk, you got the Warlord, you got Jim Hacksaw Duggan, you got
there's so many greats back in the day.
Absolutely.
And don't forget George the Animal Steele and Andre
the Giant.
I'm getting really nervous now. The Giant. Thank you. Mr. Perfect. You got Hillbilly Jim. You know what? I actually met Hillbilly Jim.
Oh, nice. When did you meet him?
It was at a wrestling event in Mobile, Alabama. And he was one of the guys. You know, he was like one of us. And I was at this event, and he was wrestling with us, and I saw him, and he put his finishing move on the guy and won the match, and then afterwards we ended up running into him at a local bar in Mobile, and just an overall great guy. Like, we were sharing drinks with him. We ended up like buying each other like some beers, and we were splitting some wings, and then him and I went into the bathroom, and I sucked his cock, and it was fantastic. I mean, he had a huge pecker too, like one of the guys too.
Thanks
huge
for that
pecker.
Information.
Yeah, huge.
Anything
dick
else you'd
too,
like to?
Man.
Okay, we gotta.
But
sorry, thank
he
you.
He unbuttoned.
Yeah.
This guy was
wasting
our time, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew he was a troll when he went with all those names, like, okay, finish already.
Yeah, you know, we try to give him a benefit of the doubt, you know, kind of our spider sense was tingling a bit, but yeah, you know, what can you do? What can you do? This guy, sorry if there's any kids or, you know, word that, so. I mean, it is what it is. Guy had to call in troll and, you know, apologize if there was any kids around when they heard that. But, I mean, this guy, you know, he just called in and to share a little bit too much information about what he did, apparently. So, okay. So, yeah, let's talk about, you know, on a serious note, you know, rest in peace, you know, to Virgil, man. You know, an icon in the wrestling business. Yeah, man, he's definitely gonna be missed. He recently passed away. I think it was on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
It was like middle. I think it was it later in the week or middle of the week? One of the two.
It was February 28th, so this was Wednesday. Yeah, he passed away, you know, he was diagnosed with dementia 2 years ago, and he had multiple strokes that happened in February and this past month, and now he, you know, he passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace. WWE wasted his talent all those years, making him that bodyguard to Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, and they barely gave him a tribute. I mean, like, they basically, yeah, they basically they only showed him for like a few seconds, and then that, you know, the tribute for a few seconds, and then they moved on.
And mind you, we're still in Black History Month, right?
Well, not anymore. Monday, what was it? Friday was May 1st. It was March 1st, I should say.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, he'll definitely be missed. You know, he had the, like you said, they wasted him all those years as the Million Dollar Man's bodyguard Virgil. They finally gave him a shot at the title, the Million Dollar title. Had the feud with Million Dollar Man. You know, get his respect back. If I'm not mistaken, I think he tag team with Rocky Johnson too. I mean, you know, other than obviously, you know, Rocky Johnson was mostly known for, you know, tag teaming with.
They won the tag team titles, right? He won a tag team title with Rocky Johnson.
Well, not the WWE one.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about WWE. I'm talking about in another in another organization?
I believe so. I'm gonna double check. I think you're right. I think he won it before he went to. Yes, AWA Tag Team Championship. And he was a one-time AWA International Heavyweight Champion. So yeah, he's a former tag team champion with Rocky Johnson, you know, the Rock's father. And then after he left WWE, he went to WCW, and became Million Dollar Man's head of security with the NWO when, you know, Ted DiBiase joined the group. And, of course, you know, in WWE, he was called Virgil, and apparently that was a diss or a rib on Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, because his real name is Virgil Runnels. So that's how he got the name Virgil. So I guess Dusty or WCW turned the tables and called him Vincent, as in Vince McMahon. So that's how he had all those, the name. So yeah, he's definitely gonna be missed. An icon in the wrestling business. And, rest in peace. What else was I going to say? Yeah, let's talk WWE right now. Did you see the SmackDown?
I missed some of it, but I saw the ending there with The Rock and, him acknowledge. Well, I'll let you go into it before I spoil anything for the fans.
Oh, yeah, man, that came crazy promo he cut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like on Roman. So you said you didn't see the whole thing?
I didn't see the whole thing, no.
All right, so I got to be kind of careful what he said. Well, I guess I won't go into details, but basically he.
Well, I saw the ending, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the ending, but I didn't see all of SmackDown, the beginning.
Okay, so you missed the Rock segment then, the Rock and Roman Reigns segment then.
Well, I watched the highlights.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, I saw the highlights of that.
So Rock, he spoke about Cody Rhodes' challenge to face him one-on-one. So he presented a counter offer of, them having a tag team match, which was the rumor all along that that Cody Rhodes is going to team up Seth Rollins and they will go for the title. Yeah, I should say they're going to fight Roman Reigns and The Rock, and if Cody Rhodes wins, the bloodline will be barred from ringside. But
wow.
But if Cody Rhodes wins instead, or I should say, if Cody loses, then it's gonna be bloodline rules. Anything goes. The bloodline can do whatever they want. Any bloodline member can interfere. No disqualification match for any bloodline members, and they could do whatever they want.
Wow.
So now Cody has to come next week on SmackDown in Dallas to say if he accepts this deal. And, of course, he will.
Yeah, of course. Of course he will.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Rock is gonna beat Seth Rollins. Well, Rock and Roman Reigns are gonna win. Rock's gonna get the pin on Seth Rollins, and then this is gonna set up the bloodline rules. And then you will have Cody Rhodes beat Roman Reigns, whether The Rock interferes and costs Roman Reigns the match, or Roman Reigns loses to him, you know, fair and square, and then Rock turns on him and takes over the bloodline. That's what I think is going to happen. So, yeah, after WrestleMania, this alliance between The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns is going to be dissolved.
So you think Rock's going to betray him?
I think Rock's going to betray him no matter what. If he loses the title to Cody Rhodes, he's going to betray him and he's going to take over the bloodline and kick him out. And that's going to lead to Roman Reigns' eventual baby first turn. Or if The Rock turns on him, you know, Rock will reveal he's still a good guy and Roman Reigns will eventually turn, you know, to a good guy eventually down the line. And this, whatever happens, is going to basically, with Roman Reigns losing the title, this is going to set up the future feud of Rock and Roman Reigns, which would most likely, and I would hoping, would be at WrestleMania 41 next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and The Rock, you got to see this the footage, the video. So, yeah, basically, the Roman Reigns asked The Rock, you know, if he, you know, that he, if, you know, to acknowledge him, which The Rock did. The Rock publicly acknowledged him as the tribal chief. So, as of right now, it looks like Rock is going to submit to the tribal chief.
Yeah, it looks like he acknowledges him.
Mm-hmm. Even though every time Rock is there, he just literally steals the spotlight from him. But you know, but yeah, this storyline is very intriguing. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and also Sting, tomorrow night, Sting is going to have his last match in AEW Revolution. So, you know, what's your thoughts on Sting, you know, ending his career?
I think it should have been done in WWE, honestly.
Yep.
You know, but unfortunately, WWE didn't handle that correctly. And then he got injured in WWE. So he never went out the way he should have went out. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna check that match out tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Or later tonight, I should say, since it's close to midnight here.
Mm-hmm.
But should be hopefully this will be indeed his last match. Because, you know, him and Ric Flair, they've been going back and forth on their final matches, and then they still go on to wrestle, you know? So they can
especially
never keep
Rick
their word. Yeah.
Especially Ric Flair.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if this indeed is his final match. But he's had a great career. Definitely one of the all-time greats.
Absolutely. And, you know, with him not being able to fight Undertaker, I mean, there's literally no point for him to go on. He literally did everything there is to do in the business. So, you know, best of luck to him. Yeah, and if you want my predictions for the upcoming Revolution pay-per-view event, check out last week's episode where I give my prediction for the upcoming episode. And, spring training, I don't know if you heard, but your boy Garrett Cole, he was upset that the former Met Daniel Vogelback hit a spring training home run against
him. Yeah.
But he's not upset about the home run. He's upset about, you know, Vogelback celebrating and doing a bat flip in a spring training game, you know.
Yeah.
And basically, he said he don't remember that. So the Blue Jays versus Yankee game is going to be a whole lot interesting this upcoming season.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
Hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens next time, the cold season.
Yeah, and Stroman earlier today, he threw 4 scoreless innings. I think the Yankees lost anyway, but it's spring training, so.
Yeah, you can't take these games too seriously. Mm. We'll see what happens when the real season begins.
Unlike Vogelback. My goodness. And then on the Mets side, Beatty homered recently. Vientos homered, I think, twice so far this spring training. Alonso went deep. But, you know, the big news is that Jeff McNeil is hurt. And he's dealing with a left bicep issue. And he's gonna be day-to-day. And the Mets lost to the Marlins. Manaea allowed 7 hits and 3 runs in 2 2/3 innings. And, to go along with 3 strikeouts. So, what can you say? It's spring training. So the Mets, they just have to try to stay healthy. Let's just hope this injury with McNeil isn't serious. Shifting gears to hockey. The Rangers, they lost in a 4-3 shootout with the Maple Leafs. What was I gonna say? Trocheck, he scored twice, including the game tying goal with 1:07 left in the game, but it wasn't enough. And then on the good news for the Islander fans, they won 3 in a row after they defeated the Bruins. So, that's basically it in the world of sports. Anything else you'd like to say, Mac, before, we head out?
I think that's about it. Everyone enjoy your Saturday night or enjoy your weekend. Check out my show iMac. Check out your local listings for that. And come back here. Check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You heard the guy. Check out his show iMac every Saturdays at 10. Check your local listings and of course, check out this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. So, he is Macaulay Matthew. I'm Will Mamo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
The podcast. The box says, know your damn role. Know your name. said, the rock said, know your damn role.